going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're looking for the Shams and Giannis discussion, Odyssey.com Rewind. But for right now, here's Rico TV, a replay, and what it sparked.
The NFL Network replayed the Lions-Commanders game early Sunday morning. While some of you are getting ready for church at church or doing brunch with your mother, I was watching it. Mike, after I watched that game, I realized it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was actually worse. The defense that that Lions team went out there and played with was horrific. The fact that Jane Daniels did whatever he wanted to do. They didn't punt the ball. They just went at will. They dictated the flow in Ford Field. The Lions were really in control after that first touchdown. And after that, they were all sizzle, no stakes. They scored off trick plays, not driving down the field, doing anything. Your defense was horrible. Yeah, you were missing some people on the defensive line. Hutch, McNeil, which led me to thinking, so why was Brad so obtuse in saying, well, we got Hutch, and that's all you really need, and I don't understand why people want to see more on the defensive line. Because I rewatched that game. You cannot go back into the season with that same line. And McNeil, we already said, probably not going to play for a while. I don't think Hutch is going to be available. He's going to be available, but I don't think he's going to be 100% Hutch when the season starts. You're playing a tougher schedule. You're going up against mobile quarterbacks. You're playing just better teams. And then all of a sudden, the news with Trey Hendrickson comes out today from Cincinnati. Absolutely, the Lions need to do whatever they have to do, Mike.
Well, what came out?
That basically that they haven't talked. I'm sorry, the Cincinnati and Trey haven't talked in a while. And Trey came out and said that they aren't talking to his people, and it's just kind of in limbo. Nothing has been resolved yet, and he doesn't know where he's going to be. He doesn't know what's his future with Cincinnati. My thing is, watching that game, I was just shocked. Like, man, some of the stuff, I just forgot about the third and the fourth quarter and the interceptions and everything that went down in that game. But the defense was just, all right, fourth and two, we're going to go for it. Fourth and three, all right, we're going to go for it. And we're going to do this. And they couldn't stop anything. The only thing that stopped the Commanders from scoring was the time ran out in the game. And they realized we had enough. We'll save some for the next week. Plain and simple. Watching that, I was blown away of just how they're not really attacking and going after the defensive line, whether it was the draft, whether it's through a trade, whether it's free agency. It's imperative. If this team wants to go that next step, they have to make a move. And with Trey Hendrickson, that may be the move. Because, you know, according to CBS, the Lions are the number one team that could end up landing him and bringing him into the fold. I don't think it's re-signing Za'Darius Smith, because if that was the case, I think the Lions would have done that a long time ago. He's out there for a reason. I can't get into Brad's head, but all I know is you cannot go into the season with what you had last year and just waiting for those pieces to come back. Because, Mike, I don't even think those pieces would have been enough to stop the Commanders if they were healthy.
Okay, well, people, what do you say? I mean, honestly, look, I'm done yelling and screaming about it. There's no point. They're not going to do it. I love where your head is at. I think you're 100% right. I still don't get how you don't just take a first-round pick and go get Trey Hendrickson, pay the guy, figure it out later. But I just don't have any faith they're doing it because they believe they're the smartest people in the galaxy.
I know, but I'm like, they get paid to sit there and break that game down. I just rewatched it on the Humble because it was on, and then I'm watching, like, okay, I don't think it was as bad as I thought. I was like, it was worse. I mean, they got desperate. You know, J-Mo, I forgot about the J-Mo pick. Like, really? This is what we do when we're down just 10 points? It might as well have been 50 points the way they were playing, because they knew that defense wasn't stopping the Commanders at all. They had to score on every play. I think that's why Goff threw the picks and everybody, because they were all playing out of their element instead of that quiet confidence they had all year. They were playing a real team with a real quarterback. And that defense,
well,
horrible.
See, that's the problem is the people's focus this week isn't where it probably should be. Oh, it's schedule week. Hey, what games are we on national TV and who do you want to play? Have you looked at the teams on the schedule? The amount of high-level quarterbacks you're facing, and then comp it to last year. Last year, you played about four high-level quarterbacks. This year, it's like 30. I don't think you're wrong.
No.
But I have no faith this football team and this brain trust would make that move. I just don't. Now, here's the other thing. Before people call up and get angry at you. It's not like people are breaking down the door to get Trey Hendrickson. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of movement there. League-wide.
It's very weird.
So, maybe the rest of the league feels the way the Lions do. We like the player. We don't love him. We're willing to pay him, but we're not going to... He's not Max Crosby, or they don't think that he's Myles Garrett, etc. I don't know, man. Would I do... Of course I would.
Yeah. But if not, I would have drafted somebody instead of this... I know.
Look.
You took somebody in the sixth round. Good luck with that.
No, it's just...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. This is not me agreeing with it. They have said repeatedly, we're the smartest people ever. We don't put our pants on the same way. We believe we have everything we need in this room, and you people are stupid. That's the Lions' approach. Okay. Better win a playoff game. Better do something impactful.
No.
Because if you take a step back, there's going to be receipts of a different order. Because it's hard to say they did a lot this offseason. They didn't. They went in their own pantry and put gold stars on their favorite spices in the pantry. Yeah. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, and I challenge any Lions fan, and I know it may be painful for you, but just go back and watch some of that game.
Don't.
Because and then ask yourself the question, did this team do enough to improve the defense to get you prepared for this upcoming season? I say no. And I say in bold letters, just flat out, no, you didn't. I think if everybody was healthy, I still think Jaden Daniels would still just score at you at will. Your defense was just trying to outscore the Commanders. And once you start throwing the picks and they got control, that was it. It was ball game. So if you feel like this defense, they did enough to get you over the hump, let me know. 248-539-9797, because I don't think they did. And it just angered me, because then I went back to, you know, Brad. Hey, why do you have to have two? We got one of the best in the game. It's like, okay, well, you can have two. Because unlike quarterback, you can play two defensive ends at once.
You could play four.
Unlike, right. It's one of those positions you can put as many out there as you can. This ain't a quarterback. This ain't a kicker where you can only have one. You could have brought in an extra guy, and now you are dictating the defense. Now you're dictating what's going to happen on your field instead of, well, we got to come up with schemes and trickery and all of that. I was just blown away, because I had forgotten about so much of that game. Some of it, maybe you just put it out your mind, but it was like, wow, that really.
And again, here's what CBS writes. You can do what you want with it. CBS Sports Today. The number one destination for Trey Hendrickson, the Detroit Lions. They addressed their O-line early in the NFL draft. They've added wideout depth. One area that went curiously overlooked, pass rusher. Despite their desperate need, With more than $40 million in cap space still available, they could be a prime landing spot for the proven talent.
Guys, I appreciate everything Rico's saying. Please don't take it as dismissive. I'm not. I agree totally. It's like arguing about, is pizza good? There's no argument. I can't yell about it. It's simply good. It's factual. The idea that you're contending for a Super Bowl and you're leaving $40 million in cap space on the street to rot, no, it doesn't make sense. The idea that Hendrickson's available, I don't really care what he wants. I don't really care what it costs. Oh, well, Aiden, yeah. Well, is Aiden better with Trey Hendrickson here?
Yeah.
So I just do it. But I can't yell about it anymore. They're not doing it. They have this thing about long-term success that they're not going to do anything to shorten whatever their perceived window is. It's not right or wrong. I just don't think it's optimal. I don't think that's the optimal way to bring the Lombardi Trophy home when you've blown, make no mistake now, you've blown two premium opportunities. Up 17 in the NFC title game to San Francisco, dead. Number one seed, off a bye week, at home, rookie quarterback, favored by 10, dead. I'm not really interested in fictional and hypothetical runs at a Super Bowl 3, 4, 5 years from now. I got this year and next year. Yeah. That cap space, figure it out later. But I just can't yell about it. They're not doing it. But do you agree with Rico? The Hendrickson news today, they're not even talking. You got cap space. CBS has you top of the charts. You know who's number two? The Commanders. Number three to Packers and number four to Bears. You do not want Hendrickson June 1st in one of those places.
You do not.
Especially Green Bay, who, like you, needs a pass rush.
And they spent all their capital in getting receivers, so their receivers are going to be cheap. And they have, I think, $31 million in cap space available.
So what do you want to do? Dude, you know, look, if you believe they did enough to be a Super Bowl team, that's fine. That doesn't mean you can't do more. Do you think the Lions, now that the dust is settled, should try to acquire this guy? That's really all it comes down to.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.